Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do sit down. Did you know that bread is one of the oldest and most popular prepared foods around the world? And it comes in many shapes and forms. Chapatis, rotis and naans from South Asia, tortillas from South America, flat and unleavened breads like the Jewish matzo, and the wide variety of wheat and other grain breads of the north. Other ingredients can be added to the basics of flour and water, and entire meals can be based on bread, like pizza, bagel, and sandwiches, or accompanied by bread in some form. Can you remember when buying a sandwich or a loaf of bread used to be a simple task? But with all the choices open to us these days, it can become a tiny bit stressful. And we dither about which one to buy. I don't know about you, but when I was at work and we used to go out for a sandwich at lunchtime, if you weren't very well paid, it was egg and cress or tuna and sweet corn. And if you were a bit better paid, it was ham and something or other, and a choice of brown or white if you were lucky. It was as simple as that. And now we've got sandwiches that we can't even pronounce the name of, so we just point. The English-speaking cultures have attributed more than just nutrition to bread. We see it in phrases such as breadwinner for the family wage earner, putting bread on the table, meaning providing the necessities of life, and bread as a synonym for money. Earning some dough is another phrase that we often hear. And Latin-based languages have derived the word companion from companis, meaning with bread. Turning a mere acquaintance or a fellow traveller into one who comes and participates in our lives. I think that's a wonderful description. Bread as an accompaniment meant to be shared and eaten alongside someone else to make something more enjoyable. So what does it mean that, in John's words, Jesus calls himself the bread of life? What exactly is John trying to tell us about the person of Jesus and what Jesus means in our lives? His gospel gives us Jesus' description of himself in seven separate I am statements. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. And the bread of our passage today. Some of these are linked to miracles, like today's I am, which builds up on the theme of Jesus feeding the 5,000 at the start of that particular chapter. And some of them pick up on themes of light and darkness, of life and living, both of which are regular themes in this gospel. Some of them appeal to memories of God's mighty acts for Israel in the past. Symbols of the Jewish journey and feasts are taken beyond the original meaning and now identified with Jesus. For Jesus to take the name the bread of life, the living bread, is to remind the first century and 21st century readers of the Jewish Exodus story of the manna providing in the desert and the bread broken at the Passover. Jesus' great claim is that he is now better, greater, more vital than these great witnesses to God's power. Earlier on in chapter 6, John tells how Jesus has broken bread to feed the crowd, and he had walked on water to be with the disciples. He had surely done enough to prove that he is the one who provides for people's needs, and to earn the understanding and respect of the people. Surely they should see him as a king. But somehow they don't. They still misunderstand him. And in some cases, it's more than sheer perplexity. It's almost as if there's a willful determination not to understand. It's back to this "who does he think he is" culture that we've met before in recent readings. They mutter and complain and look back to the past, refusing to see the similarities between what God has done and what he is doing now in Jesus. But Jesus doesn't give up on them or on his Father. Patiently, he tries to explain that he's not making claims for himself, but simply building on what they should already know about God. That God has been working, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right from our creation, to make our hearts warm to the Son incarnate, just as God has been working out from creation to bring us into his life. And now, as he describes himself as the bread of life, he's asking his hearers to recognize him as more than they had ever felt they needed. This bread is for life. Not a life centered around our needs, but rather a life of dependency only on God. The life that Jesus has shown us. This is a life in which God is God, and nothing will be lost that God has given to Jesus. To find our life in Jesus is to receive life, eternal and real. In Jesus, all the life that has been lost in our living in this world will be gathered up by him on the last day. Finding God in the ordinary things of daily life is recognizing God with us in simplicity, in meaning, and in beauty. How many times will we touch and eat bread today? It may be the bread which breaks our night fast, breakfast. The bread that accompanies other meals and nourishes and satisfies our need. Or the bread of the Eucharist that speaks of mystery, sacrifice, and holiness in our lives. Even if it is just for today, allow God to speak and be with you as you take those breads. Ask for bread for others. Reflect on the goodness and provision of God. Thank God for all that you enjoy today. And note areas where you feel unsatisfied and need to hear Jesus say again, "I am the bread of life." So this loaf of bread, if it's left unbroken, it's no use. It's only when we break it, ready to share it, that it becomes something useful. Jesus is the bread. If left untouched, will go stale. If this is left untouched, it will go stale. It will be thrown out and unused. Jesus is the bread of life. Don't let's leave him unused. Don't let him go stale in your life. Think of his body broken for you on the cross. Think of his resurrection, which allowed you to have eternal life. And as you take the Eucharistic bread offered today, take a moment to remember the meaning of this event and your part in it. I was going to sing, well, I wasn't going to sing, I was going to suggest that we all sang I Am the Bread of Life this morning, but if you remember, we had it last week. But maybe that's turned into a blessing, because I'm going to read it to you instead, just so that we can concentrate on the words rather than the tune. I think we struggled enough with that with the Gloria this morning, didn't we? So this hymn, it's the complete, no-frills summary of our gospel reading that should leave us in no doubt about the power of the bread of life, its source and its promise. So I'm going to read you the first four verses, and then when we get to verse 5, I'm going to ask Linda to put that verse up and invite you to say it together with me. I am the bread of life. You who come to me shall not hunger, and who believe in me shall not thirst. No one can come to me unless the Father beckons. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. And if you eat this bread, you shall live forever. Unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life within you. I am the resurrection. I am the life. If you believe in me, even though you die, you shall live forever. So shall we say verse 5 together as a statement of our belief? Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world. And I will raise you up. I will raise you up on the last day. Amen.